Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Next up is CJ of Stoughton. CJ, I have a question. Do you believe that mentally ill people should be able to buy legally AR-15s?
Ask their doctor.
What if their doctor says yes? Should they be permitted?
Well, I believe that, yeah, there should be vigorous background checks. But let's also, since we're doing that, how about for other things like, maybe immigration and voter ID?
Yeah,
and,
CJ, and should mentally ill people be able to legally buy AR-15s under any circumstance?
Who's going to determine that? Of course they shouldn't.
But okay. That's part of the Brady bill.
Your party doesn't want.
You think it's a good idea? Go ahead, CJ. If you have something else to say, go ahead. You're equivocating on that, and I think that's wrong because there are mentally ill people who are buying AR-15s and murdering school kids. And the Republican Party isn't doing beans about it.
Well, your party isn't either. Your party wants comprehensive bills. They don't want to do logical incremental policies. We saw it with the crime bill. We saw it with the police crime bill. You name it, the immigration. They don't want to do incremental common sense things to solve things. Just like Beto O'Rourke, he wants to do theater. He wants to a strategy. It's all about keeping these things issues, Matt. It isn't about solving them. And isn't it funny that when the Republicans are president, it's the president's fault. But when it's the Democrats a president, it's everybody else's fault. We're in this great transition in this country.
This is kind of general stuff. Look, I mean, CJ, we have to have a circumstance where if I ask a Republican, should mentally ill people be permitted to legally buy AR-15s? The answer has got to be no. And if the answer is anything other than no, if it's chin music or tap dancing, that's just not right. Thanks for calling. We're going to Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Hi, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, thank you, Joe. It's callers like you that make this show so great. And as long as I'm mentioning Joe, I might as well mention, I won't get everybody, but Bill from Oconomowoc and Dick from Madison and Mark from the Sac, Prairie du Sac, beautiful place down there, and then all the way up to Eau Claire. So you're taking a wide swath of the state in, which is totally, totally cool. And all I'm going to say today, I'm just going to leave it at this. After CJ passed the Brady bill, and the people holding that up, actually it's one person, Mitch McConnell. I've read the Brady bill. Please pass it. It makes sense. We got to start somewhere. You can't have what's happened in Texas happen again. You at least have to try. Are you going to stop everything? No, but it's a good start. The Brady bill, you're correct, Matt. It's a good place to start. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all your wonderful callers.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, and the Brady bill, look, it comes out, if you're they have to have a background check. Right now, there are not, and even CJ of Stoughton said there should be background checks. Right now, there are no background checks required of gun shows on the internet or anything else. It's just brick and mortar gun stores. And so you can have a terrorist, you can have a Nazi, you can have somebody who goes in. I'll tell you one that's unbelievable. You want to hear something? About, 15 years ago, a guy walks in into a gun store, a true story, and he says, I'd like to buy a really high-powered rifle. And the guy said, okay, how high-powered do you mean? And he said, it has to be able to penetrate a limousine. And the guy chuckles and said, well, you want this one right here. This is the kind of stuff that's going on, all right? Anybody with a conscience, if they have a conversation like that, isn't going to sell the guy the gun, right? I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There are sociopaths out there. And Paul's right. The Brady bill will provide universal background checks and red flags so mentally ill people could be prevented from having guns. And frankly, I don't want to see anybody under 21 buy some of these guns. You can't give an AR-15 to an 18-year-old. his hormones are out of control. He's trying to show off to the girls. He's trying to do a lot of things. He's going to go in and this guy posted to a girl on social media he was going to shoot up in a school. And he was boasting. And this is a sick thing, guys, okay? It's very sick. Thanks, Cole. Mark from the SAC, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, thanks to Wisco, Dick, Bill, Joe, Gene, and my other fellow travelers out there in this show we're watching right now. And thanks to you, Matt, and to Sam, who does the producing in the morning. It's just remarkable that we have any argument over this because there should be red flag laws, and there should be, you know, and people should be encouraged. If you see something posted like this, it should get referred to law enforcement. Law enforcement should take a look at it. I mean, that it's, yes, there is free speech in this country, but let's face it, there's ridiculous level of enforcement for free speech when you can't say George Carlin seven words, but you can post some of this other stuff out there in the media, and this is, you know, George Carlin's seven words never really hurt anybody. They might mildly insult somebody, but, I mean, I'm tired of that. I mean, it goes back to the old, you know, where they'd brand your tongue for blasphemy back in colonial days, which they did in this country. That's, you know, that's how religion worked prior to our Constitution, that, you know, we were following religious laws and the king's laws rather than the laws that we determined as free citizens we should have, the law is supposed to be.
I appreciate what you're saying. You're absolutely right. And there is a tension sometimes between the First Amendment. But, you know, something's real easy when an 18-year-old buys an AR-15 on his birthday and goes in and murders 19 10-year-olds and two teachers using their bodies to protect them. We don't have to talk about anything else. That should never have happened. And Cruz and Abbott are sociopaths. They get up there in front of the cameras, and Cruz looked like he was talking about tariffs or something. There was no emotion. He didn't care. And he goes, it's not guns. We should have more guns. The police should have more guns. Those police were afraid to go in. They were out there. This guy was in there for 40 minutes shooting people. They were afraid to go in. Finally, a guy goes in who was brave and shot him. If you're going to have police officers who are afraid to go in, if they gone in right away, there would have been few or no. They were pursuing him because he shot his grandmother. And there's got to be better training and, frankly, better selection of law enforcement. And this happened in Florida. They don't go in because they're afraid of being shot, and they wait till they kill a lot of people inside, and then somebody goes in. We got to stop that. Okay, next up to bat is Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think that as far as, you know, the whole gun issue, I worry that we're trying to find a magic bullet, you know, the one solution fits all sort of thing, and it can't. I actually see there's maybe a multiple layer. First and foremost, I love how every single time something like this happens, the Republican mantra is mental health. We need more mental health, and we need to take care of people who are mentally ill. The United States, we rank at the top as far as the quality of our mental health services. It's not about an issue of mental health itself. It's the access to mental health. And how many bills do we have in Congress and even within our own state that would expand access to health care that the Republicans routinely block and refuse to come up for even a vote? But they're never called on that. It's like, if you want to expand mental health, which is awesome, let's expand health care so that the people who need that mental health can access it, which the Republicans, they're not going to do it. And secondly, as far as with the guns themselves, I think we need to get the insurance industry involved and require gun owners to have insurance. And the insurance industry, you can bet that they're going to take care of regulating who is getting guns and how we're going to make sure that, you know, people who are getting the guns are going to be a calculated risk sort of thing. Because that's what the insurance industry does. And if it's private, you know, the Republicans aren't going to be squawking about it because now you have private industry that's involved and money is involved. Just let the insurance industry take care of the regulation as far as who gets the weapons, expand health care so that the people who need that are able to get it.
And well, these are some very good points, because the fact is that we far and away have the most school shootings and mass shootings of any country in the world. But our mental health incident isn't proportionately higher than other countries. I mean, there are mentally ill people all around the world, and there are a lot more of them in China and in India and in Indonesia than there are here. And yet, nevertheless, it's not totally mental health, though you make a good point about access to mental health care. I love your idea, though, about the insurance people are killers. They don't want to pay out money. All you got to do is, right now, believe it or not, there's a law that says you can't sue a gun manufacturer, even if he's selling to a mentally ill 18-year-old. Repeal that law and let people sue the manufacturers and make them get insurance. Make that a requirement. The insurance companies will do it. They'll charge high premiums. That'll be passed on the cost of guns. But the insurers are going to make very sure, especially with different kinds of exclusions in their policies, and just mandate, if you want a policy, you're not going to sell to anyone under 21. There is going to be a background check. You're not going to sell to anybody who's mentally ill. All this stuff would be imposed by insurance. I think that's terrific. That's very smart. Next up is Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Gene, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Wow, outstanding calls. Just great. I love about the insurance companies because, you know, no other company gets a blanket, you know, get out of jail free card like the gun manufacturers. And in addition to that, you know, these Republicans, and includes CJ with his comments, is a totally blatant disregard for human life, period. They do. They have a blatant disregard for human life. They want to control everything else, but, oh, my gosh, don't impact our big money donors. It is so sick. I just can't believe it. And it's just awful that so many people are dying. And these people just, I loved it. Beto O'Rourke, 3 cheers for Beto O'Rourke. And every person that gets up there and yells at these guys, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. These guys don't deserve any praise and they don't deserve to be in office, period. And thank you so much. And your callers are outstanding. You are too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Gene. That was wonderful comments with your passion. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. The more people on the line, I'm being squeezed into a break. So do not hang up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.